Okay, our learning should be in tzchus for first and foremost for the protection of Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Very much need our tefillos. The Baruch Hashem should watch over them and watch over our holy brothers and sisters. Also for our first Shemitah Baruch Tzibin Rifka Badi. Also for my grandfather's family, who was taken away on this day and when he was in the war in the Holocaust. For his entire family, Chaim ben Sina, Hinda bas Yaakov, Yehuda Leib ben Chaim, Esther bas Chaim. So we know that the parsha talks about the mitzvah tzedakah. Pesach tivtach es yadcha. Bonosham says to open up your hand. So I saw a beautiful word this year from the Rebbe Bzusha. Rebbe Bzusha quotes the Gemara of Baba Basra. A beautiful, beautiful Gemara. What does the Gemara of Baba Basra say? The Gemara says that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was giving Musar to the town, to a certain town, I think it's called Anatot. The Gemara of Baba Basra tests him basically. He was very, very upset at them. He was trying to give them a chizik, and unfortunately they weren't listening. Yirmiyahu gave them a curse, and he said, when they want to give the mitzvah tzedakah, they should give to people who don't deserve. When they want to have a desire to give tzedakah, they should give to people who don't deserve. Ask the Rebbe of Zusha, the brother of the Rebbe of Melech, what's pshat? That's the curse? What's so great? When they want to give tzedakah, they should give to people who don't deserve. Says the Rebbe of Zusha. A beautiful idea, which I think very much connects to Rosh Chodesh Elul as well. Rebbe of Zusha says, he said, it wasn't a klal at all. It wasn't a curse. Yirmiyahu HaNavi had Reb Shlomo Dik eyes. He had Ayin Toiva Dik eyes. He had always told the good. Yaminavi said, Rabbanu Shalom, these people right now, they're not meticulous. They're not careful about who they give tzedakah to. Just the same way that they're not looking who they give tzedakah to. You shouldn't be. You should also, but not. Don't be meticulous and so careful with them. Overlook the things that they do. Look at the essence. Look who they are. Okay, the actions. They might have done the wrong things the entire year, and they look who they are. So that's what the whole vort was. He's to tell the Rabbanu Shalom that there wasn't a curse, it was a tefillah. That when they want to give tzedakah, they should give to people who don't deserve, because right now they don't deserve. And they should give to, they should be zocha. Just the same way that they're not meticulous, they don't give to people who don't deserve. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, they should also be able to zocha, be able to be judged by. At the end of the day, they might be deserved, but a father's love is forever. So, neither doy vi doy li, to say the famous story of Chaim Brim, once saw some of his students in the Beis Midrash in Elul. So he goes over to them and he says, hey, cuz, how you doing? So like, Rebbe, all due respect, like, we're not cousins. We're also not from the hood. Cousins, we're not cousins. So what are you talking about? Neither Dod vi Dod Yilid. Dod is an uncle. This month we remember who our uncle is. We're all cousins. And to my beloved Samir, it's an everlasting, eternal connection. We should be zochah to remember this idea, the Rebbe of Zusha, to be able to remember the Meiser of Chaim Brim. I mean, Yirmiyahu HaNavi Davka wasn't just a guy giving him a klala. He was saying, Rabbanu Shalom, look at a Jewish neshama. Look who he is. A Jewish neshama is clean. It might be from Elul to Elul, it might have been the best. Rabbanu Shalom, Elul, we're coming home. We're coming back. Remember who we are. Remember we're good. We're giving. We're caring. We're learned. We have desire. We want to grow. At the end of the day, it's not an excuse. It's a tefillah to Hashem. There should be zocha. To take this message of Reb Zusha, not only the Rabbanu Shalom looks at us with Ayin Tovah Dergayis, but we look at other people with Ayin Tovah Dergayis, and then he will be Zoch Bez Hashem to have the Ayin Tovah Dergon Hashem. A beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, and a good Kodesh as well. A good Ben Shir. Shkoich.